The Gospel Fireside Hour. From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we bring you the regular Sunday night broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Ardue.
The Gospel Fireside Hour. Calvary Temple, Winnipeg's Evangelistic Center, is on the air. We have the Calvary Temple Brass Band with us tonight, and with William Irvin leading, the band plays their theme song, Marching Home. Gospel Fireside Hour with Marguerite Smythe singing Jesus, Lover of My Soul.
Yeah.
Are you tired? Perhaps a little weary? Discouraged? We know a secret, friends. There is rest in Christ Jesus. Pull up your chair. Put away the paper if you have one in your hands. Turn the light low and listen as we continue the Gospel Fireside Hour on the wings of melody. The band plays for us again, and this time a hymn tune, Cast Thy Burden. Hymns ever written is the hymn, The Beautiful Garden of Prayer. We hear it sung now by the ladies' trio.
He opens the gate to the beauty.
Calvary Temple Brass Band plays again, and this time they're playing the Salvation Banner. Our subject tonight is the greatest text in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There is a sense in which one verse in the Bible may not be greater than another verse, and that is because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. But John 3:16 has been called the golden text of the Bible. This verse is possibly better known and has likely been quoted more than any other. It is one of the first verses a child commits to memory and is a favorite of the oldest Christian. Martin Luther once declared that in this verse we have the gospel in a nutshell. Many volumes have been written on the love of God, but here in 25 words, you have enough gospel to save every unsaved person. All a sinner needs to know regarding the way to the Savior can be found in John 3:16. It is the great classic verse of the Bible. Friend, John 3:16 shows us the greatness of God's love. For God so loved the world. Emphasis is upon the little word, so. A little girl was sitting upon her mother's knee when the mother said, "Mary, how much do you love me?" Throwing her arms around her mother's neck, she replied, "So much, mother." And at Calvary, God threw his arms around a lost world and said, "So much." When Nansen, the explorer, was looking for the North Pole, he found himself in very deep water. He tried to take soundings, but his line would not reach bottom. He took his book, wrote the date and the length of his line, and added this note, deeper than that. The next day he lengthened his line, dropped it again, and again it failed to touch. Again he wrote the date, the length of the line, and then these words, deeper than that. The third day he gathered all the line he could find, dropped it, but couldn't touch bottom. Again he wrote the date, the length of the line, and then the words, deeper than that. But listen, through all the depths of sin and loss, drops the plummet of the cross. Never yet abyss was found deeper than the cross could sound. You know, friends, the cross went down underneath the earth, reminding us that the love of God goes down beneath all human need. And no matter how low a person has fallen, the love of God can go under and lift you up. Someone in his imagination has seen an angel coming down from heaven that he might carry up to the Father the sweetest thing of earth. He took a baby's smile, some flowers of the field, and a mother's love, and then started back. But ere he reached the gate of heaven, the flowers had faded. Death had stolen the smile, but the mother's love, as fresh and beautiful as ever, the angel laid as the sweetest and most imperishable gem of earth on the Father's bosom. How wonderful is a mother's love, but the love of God is even greater. The Lord asked the question, can a mother forget her child? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. It is just as natural for God to love as it is for the sun to shine. John 3:16 also shows us the object of God's love. God so loved the world, including you and even me. If you would visit everyone for whom God gave his son, you would have to visit every rich man's palace and every poor man's hovel. You would have to climb the rickety tenement stairs and go down into the den of vice. You would have to go behind every prison bar and into every hospital and asylum, and then across the fields to every village and farm, and then far across the frozen waters into the snow-walled huts of Greenland's icy mountains. Over the sea, to China's teeming millions, and down to India's coral strand, into the pathless jungles of Africa, and then out to the islands of the Pacific, where the dark-skinned mothers rock their babies to sleep to the lullaby of the ocean waves, and then away to every nook and corner of the earth, for God so loved the world. And friends, I am glad that John 3:16 gives us the proof of God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. How do I know God loves me? Calvary is the proof. How can anyone doubt the love of God when they kneel in humility before the cross? The vision of the blood-stained face of Jesus persuades me that surely God loved the world. The Bible says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. And friends, Jesus did not die to make God love us. He died because God did love us. Jesus did not die that God might change his feelings toward men and women. He died that we might change our feelings and our attitude toward God. The heart of Christianity is the Bible. The heart of the Bible is the cross. And at the heart of the cross, you have the very heart of God. John 3:16 also shows us the purpose of God's love. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, friends, real love reveals itself in sacrifice and provision. It is because you love your children, you are willing to sacrifice to provide for them. And it was because God loved you that he was willing to sacrifice his son to provide everlasting life. The word believe in John 3:16 does not mean just a mere intellectual acceptance of the fact there was a Christ, but it means a definite act of surrender to him. There are multitudes of people who believe about Christ, and yet they're not saved. A mere belief about him will never save you. And the person who believes all about Christ and is not saved, that person doesn't need more light, but they need a willingness to obey the light that they have. I'm glad the Bible makes it clear that it is not the will of God that anyone should perish. And if a man does perish, it will be in spite of the willingness of God to save him. The dark side of this picture is that if you will not believe, you will perish. But the bright side of the picture, the side with the silver lining, is that if you will believe, you will have eternal life. What is eternal life? Well, eternal life is the life of the eternal, and he is the eternal God. You will live as long as God lives, and that's forever. I plead with every listener tonight, don't let love be one-sided. You know, the tragedy in so many homes today is that love is not responded to. There is one heart loving another from which there is no response at all. Let me remind you that God loves you. And please, please don't be guilty of ingratitude, and don't let the love be one-sided. During the last World War, the people in some places had a very fitting way of remembering those who had made sacrifice on the field of battle. Blue and gold stars were hung in the windows of the homes from which one of the family had gone to war. A blue star was for a living soldier, and a gold star was for one killed on the field of battle. A father and his little son were out walking late one afternoon. Noticing for the first time a gold star in a window, the lad stopped his father and asked the meaning of the star. The father told him all about the war and how the father and mother in that home had given their boy, that he had died upon the field of battle and therefore would not return. They walked on in silence. Night was falling. The evening star was shining in all its brilliance, far above. The little lad, looking up, saw the star, and then suddenly stopped his father and said, "Oh, Daddy, look! Why, there's a gold star in God's window. God must have given his boy, too." And he did. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the gift of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful that he died that we might live. He became poor that we might be rich. He who was the Son of God became the Son of Man, that we, the sons of men, might become the sons of God. We remember that he wore a crown of thorns, that we might wear crowns of glory. Grant, our Heavenly Father, that every listener tonight who knows not Christ as their Savior may at this very moment receive him. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Say, friend, that letter you've been going to write hasn't arrived yet. We'd like very much to send you the two lovely gifts we're sending out this time, but we haven't received your letter yet. The gifts I want to send you are both very lovely. One of the gifts is that poem I used 3 weeks ago on this broadcast. Doc Brown has moved upstairs. You remember that poem. It's about the old Christian doctor down in Kentucky. When he died, instead of putting a tombstone at the head of his grave, they took the sign that had been in front of the doctor's office and shoved it in the soft earth at the head of the grave. And this is what it said: Doc Brown, has moved upstairs. That poem is one of the gifts we want to send you. And the other gift is a beautiful scripture text calendar for 1942. It's the large size calendar with the Bible pictures in various colors. It's very beautiful. And we will send both of these gifts to every person who sends an offering to help us continue our radio ministry. You weren't listening then, were you? I said that we'll send both of these gifts to everyone sending an offering to help us continue our radio ministry. If you can make your offering a dollar or more, it certainly will be appreciated. I'm sure you want us to continue these broadcasts over the station you are listening to, but that will only be possible by the offerings coming in. We would like to hear from all our Christian friends hearing us over CJRM of Regina and over CKOV of Kelowna, British Columbia, CJCS of Stratford, Ontario, as well as those hearing us over CJRC of Winnipeg and CJGX of Yorkton, Saskatchewan. Address your letter to Pastor Watson Argue, Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you forget that, just Calvary Temple, Winnipeg will reach us. Thank you so much, and God bless you. God declares that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, until we meet again next Sunday night, same time and same place, we say, whoever you are and wherever you are, in a palace or a cottage, may God bless and keep you, and you, and you. Good night.
From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we have brought you the Gospel Fireside Hour, the regular Sunday evening broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Argue.